cell? Is it a system? Is it a composite? Is it, what do you want to sell? And it's very frequent when I encounter startups. They know exactly the technology, but they don't know exactly what they have to sell. So, which is the business model? Okay, first of all. So you have to precise in which context you want to sell your medical device. Is it for a critical patient? Is it for a high volume patient indication? Because the design of the study will depend on the context. Secondly, how will we use the results of the clinical trial? Is it for a CE mark? Is it for getting data for approach the FDA market? Is it just to for the company to get some feeling on the performance of the medical device? Is it to anticipate the benefits risk to get reimbursement? And usually when some people came to me and I would like to make a clinical trial for what? How we will use the results? And we have to discuss because it's not obvious. Okay? You know, you have different kind of studies. You have, for instance, from implantable device, first in man. So it's a very isolated monocenter clinical study with 5-10 patients. But you have also study for demonstrating the mechanical action of some medical devices. But it's new, and you have to think about how to design to get this information and how you will use these results. It's always the same, how use the results. You have a study for getting a CE mark, and you need now a clinical evaluation file, and come back later concerning the requirements of the new MEDEV guideline to write a clinical evaluation file, because it's very, very high level of requirement now. So you have, you must have a very pragmatic approach and very business-oriented approach. And you need to identify the best competitor or the best current practice from which you will compare your medical devices. If not, you can access to the market. And the choice of the competitors is, it's not so obvious. What do you prefer, to choose the golden standard, the most performant medical devices, or maybe the medical devices in the same category, but with a market share level, so the higher market share level? It's not the same from a point of a strategic point of view. Okay, and do you want to have a competitor medical device which you choose in the, exactly the same in Europe, in each European country, because sometimes you have some golden standard different from US and Europe, or maybe from the south of Europe and the north of Europe. So the analysis of the and the choice of the competitor could be very key point for the strategic clinical development. So first of all, before to design the study, a strategic approach in your business context.
No, I would have nothing to add at this point.
Thank you so much. The next question, I must remind you that I'm concerning the time. I will keep an eye on the time and give you some time in the end for some interaction with the experts and ask your own questions on the relevant questions. So we're just on question one, but later you will have an opportunity to come back to this point. So make a mental note or even a written note, because we're going to follow up with some more questions now. The next question, I would say, what is the role of technology in overall clinical trial process, so we can have tips for improvement, mention some challenges or anything that you feel appropriate. So Solange, do you want to add anything in here or save yourself for next question on the role of technology? Shall I give it to Alexander?
Yes, I will comment. Oh,
no,
go,
just go on.
Start.
Go first. Go first. Okay, for me, please, Solange.
No problem. With pleasure. So concerning new tools, we have plenty now of tools related to internet, of course. We have EDC, which means that investigators can enter directly data in websites online, which have been designed specifically for the trials. We have what is called ePRO, maybe you have heard about this. It's the possibility for patients who are enrolled in a study to enter themselves direct data, so they can do this at home or they have to go to the hospital. It depends of, well, you have multiple methodology to use. The only thing to remember when you use these tools, which are very attractive because they are very often, you have real-time data collection. By comparison to the old, well, not the old, because sometimes they may be very actual, CRF which were on paper, so you had to collect the paper, you had to enter them yourself in the data. So you have a lot of new tools, and you have also many now health monitoring tools, which are carried by the patients, like a pacemaker, like diabetes control devices, which can send directly data, usually it's to the doctor or to the institution, but you can collect this data. So my first point would be to remember who will be using these tools. You must not forget that typically, my experience in orthopedy, a young patient is a patient who is about 60 years old. So you cannot ask a patient who is 60 or 70 or 80 years old to enter his data in a website. So typically, don't forget that these tools, which are very attractive, must be adapted to the people who will use them. And many times we make this mistake only looking at the economic, because it's often money saving, but keep in mind that it must be used by someone. It's not only tools. There is a human at the other end, so it must be usable. And it could be a mistake forgetting this. And don't forget another concern would be to remember that for short-term studies, it's not a problem, because when you have 1 year, 2 year follow-up, it's okay. When you have very long-term follow-up, this technology will need to be maintained. So you have to be aware that sometimes one specific technology will be no more available in 2 or 3 years. Informatic tools today, digital tools are, the turnover is very fast, so you have to be very careful choosing tools easy and simple to maintain, so they will have a big longevity. But once you have mastered all these barriers or their vigilance points, they can be very powerful. And usually, most of the studies, I think, now use ECRF and EDC systems probably. Who wants to do?
Gun.
Yes, thank you. So, if you are a startup, the problem is, must I use directly ECRF, or must I to begin with paper procedure? Because it will depend on the design of the study, the number of patients, the number of centers, the number of data collected, if there is one country or many countries in Europe. So it's necessary to analyze the context and to decide when is it possible to use ULCRF? In my opinion, the first clinical study must be, it's not necessary because for instance, if it's a first-in-man study, when you do, you perform monitoring, it's necessary to have a very narrow relationship with the investigator. And it's not the purpose of ECRF to do that. Okay, but when the technology, when you have already performed clinical trial one, pilot clinical trial, it could be very interesting to raise a question. But the problem is, you have an innovative medical device, and you need to get the feedback of all the health professionals. So even if you use ECRF, you have to manage and to keep the relationship with the investigator in order to better know all the things that are not entered into a database, okay? And to try to get some request of modification, of improvement of your medical devices. So I think that ECRF is very good things, but we have to analyze when it's best to start with him. And secondly, you have to manage relationship with investigator because you have an innovative medical device and you must get the feedback of the professional.
Yeah, I totally agree with what you said before. We just added that when you are working with a medical device currently, it's possible to have a smart medical device, that is to say, with electronics that is embedded in your your medical device. And it's possible to have information that are captured directly by your medical device. And I think it's time now to use this information in complementary of ECRF. To better characterize the use of your medical device. In fact, you know, with the new regulations, we are insisting more and more on the usability concept. And these informations may be very precious in order to characterize this interaction between the three actors, for instance, in surgery, the surgeons, the medical device, and the patients. And to better understand how your medical device is used and how it may be possible to improve it in order to facilitate its acceptance. Okay, since we have to use the smart medical device that is to say all the possibilities of our technology in order to better understand the use of these medical devices.
So I just to like ask a question to Alexandre. When you use a tool for catch information, for instance, pressure applied on tissue and so on, in order to characterize the clinical device, did you previously validate this tool? Because when you use in a CE mark, you have to provide the proof that the tool used is a performant and has been already validated.
I think this will have validated. What is relatively new is that when we're developing a medical device, the companies have a lot of log files, for instance. And it's possible, with the agreement of the company and so on, to access to the log files that if they are interpreted, not in terms of debug, but in terms of service medical service, to acquire some information of the use. And so you will be more relevant in your analysis of your medical device.
I just wanted to add a comment following Dominique's discourse on the CRF paper. Don't remember that when we talk about EDC, ECRF, they are just tools. They are not there to be instead of a trial. They are only, it's not an objective in itself to have an ACRF. It has no meaning if it's not in a tool. It's only a tool in a trial. Mm. So your comment was very right. Don't forget that you are managing a trial first. So you will manage data, you will manage quality of data, you will manage sites, you will monitor. And ECRF is only a tool to collect, no more. But all the relationship with the sites, with the investigators, everything must, it's not, ECRF is not just a way to ask someone, somewhere, give me your data, and that's, I will keep them by internet, that's enough. No, it's just a tool. But it will never replace the relationship you have, you need with your investigators, of course. Yes, you are right.
I totally agree with this remark because I have to say sometimes some people are making confusion. That is to say, when you have made receivers, everything is done. No, you have to manage your clinical trials, and there is a need for logistic manpower in order to have a good clinical trials. ECRF is not everything.
Great, fantastic points there about the technology still requires a lot of our human input with consideration with what patient groups are we using and targeting, and also what is probably a good technology today is probably not a good technology in 3 years' time. So it's a lot of consideration. Now we're entering a bit of a discussion about data, which is always a very hot topic. I don't want to really be carried away by that, but it certainly has an implication in the way we do our clinical trials. It can be actually slowing down and bring other issues. Some of the points already raised now enter my third question, which is what are the main barriers around slowing down and overcoming our clinical trials, and now we can perhaps mentioning technology, data and analytics. Some of the points already raised there is certainly a very interesting discussion with a lot of things to consider. I'm aware of the time, so feel free to add more points regarding that or anything else, but I'd like to move with a new question, which is what the new medical devices regulation means to the sector, and do you think it's gonna make clinical trials easier? It will affect the quality of clinical trials, because now with the new regulations you might not need the CE certification right from the start. So feel free to comment on that. So shall I start with you, so the audience can get a bit of a flavor what
Yes, I hope that you are aware that new regulations are coming. First, we have a revision of the MedDev for clinical evaluation report, and then the medical device regulation, the European regulation is coming, and there will be, this will be a difficult time, I think, for typically for startups, because you will have a pressure to produce clinical data coming from trials more than ever. Until now, it was easy to find a predicate in the literature or in your own company, and you could easily compare the performance of your new device with another predicate, literature or other clinical data. And I am afraid it will not be acceptable anymore, and you will have to produce your own clinical data. So for a big company, it will be an issue, but it will be easy, well, not easy, but well, it's manageable. For sure, for small companies, for startups, it will be a real ordeal. So I am not the expert in strategy or in business plan, not at all, but I will consult to, you will have to find a way to work together, find a way to mutualize your need, find a way to mutualize your specific needs for trials. Maybe 3 or 4 startups will just work in the, I don't know, renal field or orthopedic, because it's a sector I know. So if you have 3 separate trials, you will have about 60 or maybe, I don't know exactly, about 60-70% of questions which will be identical. So maybe try to find a way to mutualize your trials, and so you have a sort of third person who will redistribute the data specific to your device, but you will mutualize the costs, the managing, the management, and if you have a big trial, it's really power, how did you say? Manpower. So, and you will need this data. You will have no other way to get access to the market if you don't have. And my second point would be to be aware of what Dominique just said before. Don't wait. Be aware of what is exactly your need. Don't wait for the end of the trial to analyze your data and just finding, oh my God, we forgot to ask this and we need it. Each time you start a trial, make very early interim analysis of your data, of what you have, to be sure that you will cover all the needs for CE mark, for market access, for reimbursement. So don't wait the end. Because if you just identify which data we miss, you can amend your protocol, you can amend your CRF. Of course, it will be too late for the first patient who have already been included, but you will save time and money, because for all the new coming visits or new patients, your CRF will be updated. So don't wait the end. Make early interim analysis to be sure that your trial will correspond to your need, and you will cover all the questions we'll have from your notified body, from any FDA regulation for any reimbursement. That's it.
There was a good start.
Yeah. Thank you.
So with this new regulations, if I have a consumer. To say that you have to make, when you are a young startup, to make a good investigation in order to design your clinical trials strategy. In fact, before we have a European directive, now we have new regulations, so that's different. That is to say, what is good in this new regulation is that the frame is the same for everybody. I think that's a good point.
Perhaps.
Yeah. I hope so. that's the aim of the regulation.
Yeah.
Okay. And now, when you are designing clinical trials in France, you will interact with different authorities, for instance, Comité de Protection des Personnes, ANSM, HAS, and now. If I well understand the new regulations, notified body will give their recommendations regarding the methodology you will use.
Yeah.
So, if we want to facilitate the clinical investigation, I think that these partners with whom the company will interact must adjust their speech to share the same frame,
yeah.
So that the startup will not have a different speech according the bodies he will see. So I hope that CPP will have the same recommendations that HAS and ANSM. I know that was not always the case. I hope that this new regulation could help in order to align the different speech and that we have a shared basic methodology that we will have to adapt according to the medical device,
yeah.
But the same straight line that will be shareable by everybody.
We have 3 years to succeed.
Yes, okay. So I have listed some barriers. First of all, sometimes the business model is not appropriate, and or maybe not defined. For example, if you work on in vitro diagnostic with different kind of technology, okay, sometimes the company didn't define how the product will be sold. For instance, is the diagnostic will be sold in lab central lab, or maybe in one national laboratory? And it's very important, because the way to define and to propose the reivindication, the claims, the medical claims, will be not the same. And obviously, the design of the study will be different. The second barrier is related to the sequential development. When you have a new technology, it's a long way, you know that it's a long way, and sometimes people prefer to first step by step, okay? And after the first prototype, then the second prototype, they start to try to which kind of clinical data I need. And sometimes I have to redefine the claims, the medical claims, because the claims were too high and difficult to demonstrate that it's not possible to demonstrate the level of the performance you want to get. So you have to decrease the level of performance. Or maybe it's not the good performance, it's not the good way to use your technology. And we have to come back to the specification to be coherent with the market access. And therefore, you have to write again the specification, to make a new design, and to redevelop. And you lose 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. I have already encountered that, okay? The third point is, when you have a new technology, you are very happy and you are very proud of this technology. And it's normal to say, I have a new technology, it's very innovative and so on. But the regulatory bodies don't want and don't like innovative technology, because maybe this will introduce new risk. So don't hidden the technology, of course, but try to present the innovation as smoothly as it's possible, in order to say, I am quite similar to the predicate. It's strange. For instance, if you go to the FDA, okay, you want to market your product in US. So if you are lucky, it could be a short procedure with 510K, and you have to demonstrate the substantial equivalence with a predicate, even if you have 1, 2, 3, 4 patents. So you have to minimize your innovative in order to decrease the level of risk that reviewer can stress out. Okay, and we spoke about the uniformity of the evaluation of medical devices. Today is very difficult, because when you have a new medical device, it could be a new function, and a new kind of medical device, and the notified bodies. It's very difficult to apprehend the level of innovation, the level of functionality, and so on. And the way to analyze clinical evaluation file is very, very different from a notified body, from a reviewer to another. Because the notified body, in the present context, are very afraid to be to have no longer the agreement for the notified body. So they are very afraid, and they request very high level of proof. The health authorities are aware of this kind of behavior of notified body. It's a reason why, with the new regulation, there will be a panel of experts for clinical evaluation will be set up in the next years. But it's not done, okay? Mm-hmm. And during 1, 2, 3, 4 years, we have to live without a panel of experts. And the first expert panel will be set down for the very well-defined category of medical devices. But for the new medical devices, so I can speak, for instance, for the a device because I work on this endothelium stimulation, but it's a non-invasive medical devices. It's a new, okay? And very, and there will not be expert panel. So we have to try to get advice pre-meeting with a notified body if it's possible. So it's a long way, it's a very long way, okay? And finally, and after I will stop, right. With the new regulation, you have to demonstrate the traceability between marketing document, medical claims, which is written down on the evaluation, clinical evaluation file, risk analysis, and technical and functional specification. So it's very difficult because if it's not possible to demonstrate the level of performance you require, okay, it's not possible to write in on a marketing document. So it's the reason why with the new regulation. The new regulation prompt to work a lot on market access first, in which evaluation criteria you will be able to demonstrate either superiority, either a non-inferiority, and how you will demonstrate the safety of your medical devices. Of course, you can have a base on the analysis of literature, but it's not exactly the same because it's new, okay? Mm-hmm. And you will have to demonstrate that the innovation will not introduce additional risk. Mm-hmm. Okay. Another problem is how many patients you need. Nobody knows. So you have to try to propose some things in order to discuss with the notified body. And always in relation to market access. And as soon as possible, at the early steps of your development.
Dominic. No, that's great. Thank you so much. I'm aware of the time. I would like to... The regulation, of course, is a really huge area. We could have another hour just speaking about regulation, what it means to the sector, which... It will certainly affect the sector. I would like very quickly, with my panel of experts, if you could give me two or three words and insights about what you predict that it means in terms of collaboration, innovation. We mentioned risk. We mentioned that perhaps the startups will have a really difficult job to penetrate in. I mean, it's already a challenge for startups to collaborate somehow anyway. Alexander, mentioned the standards, which is a good thing for any sector, but also brings challenges, brings change, brings time, brings uncertainty. And we already know that clinical trials is a complex process. If we add more complexity, you will just take more time and give us more work in the sector. But what I would like to explore, we only have, if you agree with me, we only have 5 minutes for ourselves, and then the last 15 minutes is for you to interact with experts. I would like you to just give me in two or three words what you predict that would mean in terms of innovation with the new regulation for the sector. Do you think it will affect quality, increase risk, create more barriers for innovation, for collaboration? Please give me your insights. Maybe I start with you, Solange, please.
Well, as I mentioned before, I think it's a real, there is a real risk for innovation with this new regulation, because it will be more demanding, more exigencies. But we have to fight the first feeling to be, well, I am afraid it would be a mistake. This regulation will help everybody at the end. Because don't forget that it's a European, it's a European reglement. So, of course, it will be difficult because more demand, more exigencies. But if we succeed at giving what they want, you have the European market open. And that's the very good point in this regulation. It's that every country should be, will be aligned. So, of course, it will be difficult, but you are not fighting for the French market, and then you have to do it again for the Dutch market, and once again for the Italian market. It will be once for all, at least Europe. So, at the end, it's a good thing. So the first feeling is, wow, I cannot meet these demands. But just go after what it will, all the market, it will open. So it's worth fighting, and it's worth working for this exigency and these demands. But as I said before, just mutualize your strength to succeed, because it will be difficult, yes.
Okay, so as Solange said, the global context is a fact. It's not possible to fight this context, okay? So my recommendation is, when you develop a new medical device, is to define very quickly at the early stage of the development the evaluation criteria which will allow to prove the performance of your medical device, and choose this evaluation criteria on a pragmatic way. If it's a long-term evaluation criteria, leave it. It's not possible, because you will not have enough money. I had worked on different kind of example. So if it's not possible, don't fight. Try another way and use your technology differently. It's possible. It's my main recommendation.
I can only share comments. I totally agree that everything must anticipate as soon as possible. And for me, clinical trials must not seen as a burden, but more an a chance in order to validate as soon as possible the good value of your medical device. What is dramatic is to have some companies that are developing some startups that will develop some medical device. They will make a lot of investment between 2 years, 3 years, and 4 years, and then they will try to go to the clinical practice, and they will see that their medical device are not compatible with what are doing the medical doctors, for instance. So they have lost 4 years, I don't know, perhaps less, and they have to start from the beginning. So it will be difficult to develop in the startup. In the medical field, it's going very, very fast. Technology are arriving. You must think everything at the beginning. And then I think the clinical trials is a good tool to be sure that we're going the good choice.
Thank you so much, some great insights there. So as a conclusion, it will be very challenging initially, but eventually will pay off after a lot of hard work. open up at least the European market. Thank you for the insights. I'd like to open discussion for you now, our audience. Feel free to ask questions to the experts about the last question on regulation or anything else that we discussed before on the previous questions. So it's a microphone going around, so please feel free. Go ahead.
Just one quick question with regards to setup of a clinical trial and collecting at an early stage economic data. So quality of life data is one outcome measures or patient reported outcome, but I'm talking about as well healthcare resource consumption. Mm-hmm. Do you collect those? Would you recommend doing that at a very early stage? Just your position about that.
Who wants to answer that?
Alexander, we are just in
Okay, so on the clinical evaluation file, it is requested to make a very exhaustive description of the medical, the disease and the medical indication. Okay, so I think that you have time during the development of the your medical device to try to get the maximum data concerning the medical economic, the way to use the medical device and so on. So, now I think that there is some means to get this data. In the next future, it will be possible in France if there is a public health objective to get SNIRAM study, SNIRAM data. Which are medico-economic, exhaustive medico-economic data concerning some kind of population. And you can analyze this this data, and your product will be analyzed compared to the current practices. But it's a long way to do, and if it's possible, because it's you need money, you need resources and so on. But as soon as possible, I think it's very interesting to get data from the literature, but also from national medico-economic data.
Did you want another quick point before we get to more questions? Feel free.
No, it was just
Mark.
Answer. Just for your information, FDA demand a quality of life score, at least one. So maybe not in the early stages of trials, but if you want to get access to the US market, you need a quality of life score. It's one of the exigencies of the FDA, so you have no choice. But maybe not in the very early stage, but you will need one.
Thank you. Marcus, I hope you are happy because you had two answers. Next question, please.
Hello. Thanks first for your sharing. I think it was very interesting. I want to challenge, I want to address the challenge about the time for develop new medical device, time for versioning, and the time for a clinical survey. What is your position? What is the time to implement this clinical survey? Regarding those development in terms of version, which is the best time?
Who wants to go first? Please be brief so we get more questions. Alexander, do you want to go on that?
I don't know, some probably.
Thank you.
Perhaps why it is the best
time. I would just say the earliest, the better. Anyway,
yes.
You have to anticipate. Mm. The main word is anticipation. But maybe you don't have to, you may have different stages of trials. You may have a short survey just for your information, just with one group of surgeons, with KOL or anyone you are working with. Not a specific investigation trial with all the document or the regulation, but you may have your own survey, just to be sure that you are going in the good direction, but you will not be able to use them in CR file or a reimbursement file, because it will not be a real trial with all the regulations going, the declaration authorization. But you may have your own survey very early, and then when you are sure that you have the final version of the device, you are almost ready to go on with the trial. Mm. Because you always have, you already have the draft, in fact, of your trial. So anticipate, make multiple stages and multiple analysis at every step. But it depends, you have device you will need 6 months, and for another one you will need 6 years, so.
According to me, when you are doing clinical evaluation of your medical device or survey, in fact, what you have to anticipate, it's a different aspect of your evaluations. According to the maturation of your, according to the level of maturation of your medical device, you are not able to see everything, to evaluate everything, but you are always able to identify some specific part that will mature at the next step. So the main objective is, for instance, the recurrency, but you have secondary objectives, and for those secondary objectives, you will prepare the medical economic evaluation, for instance. So each time you are doing evaluations, try to see all the aspects of your medical device and to collect data that will be usable for the future.
Thank you. I think we have another question from our left top corner, please.
A very quick one. Since you're talking about anticipation and related to the previous question, do you see any, also related to the new regulation, do you see any new practice or new type of tools in terms of all the steps before the clinical trials? I'm talking about preclinical testing and data or lab testing. But do you see that in terms of evolution linked to the regulation and the design of the clinical trial?
You want to go first, Alexander? I only let you answer if you be very brief. I'm only joking. Be brief so we can get more questions. I'm aware of the time, we only have 5 minutes. Good question.
According to me, when you are doing preclinical evaluations, that have to be used to prepare the first clinical evaluation. So that when you have to do this to be ready. You are not doing a preclinical evaluation without the idea of doing your clinical evaluation. Mm.
Okay, but the best is to first draft the clinical trial and then to try to reproduce in preclinical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you've met reverse engineering.
Yeah. Solange, you mentioned anticipation. If you want to add anything.
No. I would have said that.
See, I'm getting good answers for you.
You have to prepare the multiple steps, but never, that's exactly what Dominique said, never forgetting the last step, where you are going. And then you have to retroorganize your pre-clinical evaluation. Yeah.
Thank you. Any more questions, please? Feel free. We have a few minutes left. I've been trying to get this time for you to interact with the experts. Any more questions? On regulation or anything?
Just a point.
You have a question?
No question, just a recommendation.
Shall I let our expert answer?
Feel free.
Okay. Keep in mind that for the clinical evaluation, for the performance, you need the main evaluation criteria. And then after, you have secondary evaluation criteria. But the final appreciation will be done according to the main evaluation criteria.
I think that's a very good point. More questions? Anybody has got a question? If no, we're going to wrap up the session. I would say 1 or 2 minutes early. I'll try very hard to be like British punctuality. I think I achieved that. Please show your appreciation for our panels of experts, and I hope you're happy with the session. Thank you so much.
Thank you. No, thank you. You're great. I tried to give the time.